Welcome back to the America Pray Now podcast, the podcast for people of prayer. Today, we will hear from America Pray Now director, Hannah Alway.
The theme of this short message is the lesson of a loss. Scripture tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers in heavenly places. We are at war with the powers of darkness, not sometimes, but every day, every hour, every minute. In this war, we win battles and we may lose some battles. Last week on Election Day, a battle was lost. Many believers are wondering why the battle was lost after so much prayer and fasting. Let's consider what may be the answer to that question. Last week on the morning of the election in my devotional time, my daily Bible reading was from Jeremiah chapters 11 and 12 and Psalms 78. Now, before I tell you what the message was in those chapters, I want to mention that I read through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. I try to read through the Bible once a year. And I always read a psalm every day. So when I began to read these two chapters in Psalm 78, I began to wonder if the Lord was not showing me what the election results were going to be. This was the message in all three chapters. Because God's people refused to listen to him and obey his voice, he gave them over to the enemy, to the wicked, into captivity. He delivered his glory into the enemy's hand. His people had prayed and fasted, yet they were not saved from their enemy. I began to pray, very burdened for the election, but I had a feeling that the outcome was not going to be what we had hoped for. I wrote it down in my journal that morning, and I shared it with my husband. I was not surprised when I heard the results that evening. Let's consider why battles are sometimes lost, what we should do after a battle is lost, and how we can be assured that future battles are not lost. Why did we lose this battle on Election Day? As always, let's refer to Scripture to get the answer. In Scripture, when Israel lost a battle, it was almost always because of sin, disobedience, unbelief, or pride. When we lose battles, we need to pause and reflect and search our hearts and humbly consider why we did not have God's blessing in the battle. The prophet Jeremiah's prophecies were directed to his generation, but his messages have spiritual lessons for God's people even today. His prophecies are a warning for us as well. Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 15 tells about Israel walking away from the ancient paths which made their land desolate. Just like Israel in the time of Jeremiah, our nation has indeed walked away from the ancient paths. We are accepting things that are against the Bible, things that God destroyed nations for in the past. God does not change. So instead of accepting these things that are contrary to God's way, things that our nation rejected throughout its history until recently, we need to humble our hearts and we need to repent before the Lord. God's blessing could not be upon Virginia in this last election, because we were accepting that which is contrary to his way. We were not being obedient to the Lord. Psalms chapter 81 says, "But my people were not listening to my voice, so I gave them up unto their own hearts' lusts, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I would have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries." This describes a lost battle against the powers of darkness. Why was the battle lost? Because God's people would not listen to him and obey him. We cannot expect to have God's help and blessing in the war against the powers of darkness if we are not walking in obedience and pleasing him. What should we do after a battle is lost? In Scripture, we see after a defeat that God's people were called to pause and seek him for understanding. For example, in Joshua chapter 7, Israel was defeated in the war against their enemies because of Achan's sin. Instead of rushing back into battle, Joshua went before the Lord and asked why they had lost. And God revealed the issue, and once the sin was dealt with, God's blessing was restored and Israel regained strength and victory. This is the pattern that we can follow when we lose a battle. We need to pause and seek the Lord to know why we lost the battle. And we need to repent in humility, restoring our relationship with God and seeking his direction and guidance to know how to win the next battle. Typically in history, after a defeat in war, surviving troops withdraw to a secure position, they assess the damage, and they reorganize. A wise army does not repeat the same mistake. They change tactics, maybe choose a better battlefield, or strike the enemy in a different way. That is what Israel did under Joshua's command after their defeat. They sought God. They dealt with the sin that had caused them to lose the previous battle. And then they went back into battle in obedience and with God's blessing, and they won. We cannot expect God's heart to be moved to respond to our prayers and to our fasting if we are not obeying him. In Jeremiah's day, there was a time when the people were fasting and praying, but God would not respond to them. Why? Because they were not obeying him. We should never have an attitude that just because we fast, just because we pray faithfully, that he's going to respond. Our attitude in prayer should always be, Lord, who are we? Who am I? Who are we that you should even hear us? For we have sinned against you. We should pray wholly depending on his mercy, approaching his throne with an attitude of humility. That is what moves God's heart to respond. So then, how can we be prepared to win future battles? In order to prepare effectively, we first need to understand how our enemy works. Since the scripture tells us that we are warring against principalities and powers in heavenly places, that suggests there is an organized kingdom of darkness that coordinates attacks. If there's order and unity, there's also strategy and regrouping when one attack fails. Just as God has angelic hosts, the enemy has demonic hosts with structure and plans. In the war between light and darkness, the war between good and evil, the evil side does exactly what all armies do after losing a battle. I want to give you some examples in scripture that show that spiritual enemies do reorganize and come back for another attack, both against individuals and against God's people as a whole. Luke chapter 4, verse 13 says that when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from Jesus for a season. The devil left only temporarily. The enemy often regroups, waiting for a moment of weakness or distraction to strike again. We see in Job how Satan attacked Job's possessions first, then he returned to attack his health. In Nehemiah chapter 4, we see how Israel was rebuilding the wall and their enemies were attacking them. Then they would fail, and then they would regroup. They would come back again and again, always adjusting their tactics. In Matthew chapter 12, verses 43 to 45, I believe this is one of the clearest examples, Jesus shows us that an evil spirit is cast out of a man and then goes and gets reinforcements. And in this account of scripture, the evil spirit brought back seven others more wicked than himself, and the condition of that person who had been delivered from the evil spirit was worse than previously. When a battle is won, the enemy does not simply give up. He strategizes to come back with greater force. Is it possible that we just experienced that here in Virginia. For 4 years, we have had righteous leaders, and righteous leaders in many positions of authority over our state. But could it be that the enemy regrouped and returned stronger, and that is why we lost the battle? Is it possible that we became complacent in the war because for 4 years we've had righteous leaders in Virginia, and maybe because we've had so many victories in our nation in the last year, with many turning back to the Lord? Consider what was happening to our nation just a year ago. We cried out to God in repentance, with many seeking the Lord, and the Lord heard and responded, and miraculous things have happened in the past year. But are we still seeking the Lord just as fervently as we were seeking Him 4 years ago or 1 year ago, battling with the principalities and powers just as fervently? Are we still being steadfast to spend time with the Lord? Have we been seeking Him to know what pleases Him and what displeases Him, so that we are walking in obedience and having His blessing? Are we still praying for our nation just as fervently as we were 4 years ago or even a year ago? This past election shows that the powers of darkness who have lost battles came back with much more intensity. And it seems that God's people were not prepared for it. In conclusion, if we have become comfortable and complacent because we are content with the changes in our nation under this administration, we will be like Israel under King Josiah. They did not seek Him with a steadfast spirit. They did not listen to His voice and obey Him. They did not believe that they could go into captivity because they were in a time of great prosperity under King Josiah. That's why they were ignoring Jeremiah's words. But they did go into captivity. They went into horrible captivity. We just recently lost a battle in the war that we are fighting between good and evil. This is an opportunity to pause, to search our ways, to humbly come before the Lord in prayer, repenting for our sins as a nation, repenting for our personal sins, repenting for complacency, repenting for our lack of steadfastness in seeking the Lord. Sin, complacency, pride, our lack of seeking the Lord faithfully is what causes battles to be lost. When we lose battles in the war against the powers of darkness, it is wise to ask three questions. Are we listening and obeying the Lord? Are we praying with humility and contriteness of heart? Do we become complacent after we win battles? This defeat is not final. Even a loss can become a lesson in preparation for a greater victory if it leads back to the Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the America Pray Now podcast. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, we also publish a magazine on prayer, which is free of charge and can be delivered directly to your home. You can sign up to receive this magazine by visiting our website at americapraynow.com. We also meet in 17 different cities every month to pray in person. Most of our prayer meetings are in Virginia, and we also meet in West Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, North Carolina, and South Carolina. Please see our website for dates and times. And until next time, may God bless you.